Hamas is open to an agreement to end the war in Gaza that would see all hostages released and secure a 5-year truce, an official said on Saturday ahead of talks with mediators. A Hamas delegation was in Cairo to discuss with Egyptian mediators ways out of the 18-month conflict, as on-the-ground rescuers said an Israeli strike on a family home in Gaza City killed at least 10 people and left more feared buried under the rubble. The Hamas official, speaking to AFP on condition of anonymity, said the Palestinian group is ready for an exchange of prisoners in a single batch and a truce for 5 years. The latest bid to seal a ceasefire follows an Israeli proposal which Hamas had rejected earlier this month as partial, calling instead for a comprehensive agreement to halt the war. The Israeli offer included a 45-day ceasefire in exchange for the return of 10 living hostages. Hamas has consistently demanded that a truce deal must lead to an end to the war, a full Israeli withdrawal from the Gaza Strip, and a surge in humanitarian aid into the besieged territory, where on Friday the United Nations warned food stocks were running out. Israel, for its part, demands the return of all hostages seized in the 2023 attack, and Hamas's disarmament, which the group has rejected as a red line. More than a month into a renewed Israeli offensive in Gaza after a 2-month truce, a Hamas official said earlier this week that its delegation in Cairo would discuss new ideas on a ceasefire. The house collapsed. In Gaza City, in the territory's north, the Civil Defense Agency said a strike on the Al-Khor family home killed 10 people, with an estimated 20 more trapped in the debris. Walid Al-Khor, who survived the attack, said that everyone was sleeping with their children when the strike hit. "The house collapsed on top of us," she told AFP. "Those who survived cried for help, but nobody came. Most of the deceased were children." Elsewhere in the city, 3 people were killed in Israeli shelling of a house in the Al-Shati refugee camp, civil defense official Mohammed Al-Mugawar said. More strikes across the Gaza Strip killed 4 others. There was no immediate comment from the Israeli military. Qatar, the United States, and Egypt brokered one truce which began on January 19 and enabled a surge in aid, alongside exchanges of hostages and Palestinian prisoners held by Israel. But it collapsed amid disagreements over the terms of the ceasefire's next stage. After blocking aid during the impasse in negotiations, Israel resumed bombarding Gaza on March 18, followed by a ground offensive. Low on food, medical supplies. Since then, according to the health ministry in the Hamas-run territory, at least 2,111 Palestinians have been killed, taking the overall war death toll in Gaza to 51,495 people.